Okay, and now something totally different.
At lunchtime, the waiter rings chimes to tell the passengers to come to the dining car.
That is what train travel was like in the 1950s. But this fall marks the end of an era. The Washington Post reports that Amtrak's dining car is going away. The rail carrier says it's changing food service options on its long-distance trains as a way to save money and to lure in younger passengers. Joining us now is Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Peter.
And not everyone's been in an Amtrak dining car, but I take it that you have. You've been in one of these and you love it.
I do. So I need to recuse myself from any kind of objective analysis here, Peter. It's this is full-service dining on a train. You sit at a table, a rather extensive menu. The food is good. There's better food in the world. But, Peter, there are no better views for my money. Just eating as you're in motion through the Rocky Mountains or over a railroad bridge going over many of this country's waterways. It really is majestic. And for all the things, Peter, that are so different now in our lives from how they were just a decade ago, this is one of those moments where you feel like you could be doing this a century earlier. Now, there aren't all that many tables, so it can be hard to get a reservation. Okay, that's a little bit like a restaurant, but very unlike a nice restaurant sometimes that they sort of have to nudge you to move along to get the next people in.
I guess I should say I also have been in these dining cars. I took an Amtrak from Rochester, New York to Flagstaff, Arizona when I was younger.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of the experience. In fact, one of the most, you know, biggest memories I have is sitting down next to other people. I guess, is that going away? What's Amtrak's strategy here?
Yeah, that's part of it. And I have memories. I mean, I remember the stories of people, an elderly ranching couple in Montana that I dined with once 10 years ago, a man from Maine just this past summer. And that is one of these things that, that will be changing. Amtrak seems to feel that nowadays people, you mentioned younger people, millennials, just don't want that same experience. I guess we live in an on-demand world, Peter, right? People no longer want television, for example, served to them when the networks want to give it to them. They want to watch the show when they want it. As I said here, sort of those reservations and all of that.
Yeah, but
I'm
just
trying to on-demand dining.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, what are you going to eat then if you're on a cross-country trip that takes several days? I mean, are you going to be satisfied with your food options?
Amtrak told the Post that the food will be good. They're still experimenting with how that's going to be, you know, how the food itself is going to seem rather good, even though that sort of table experience is no longer the same. So they seem to feel like people can have the best of both worlds, the food that they want, but without some of the inconveniences of having to dine on Amtrak's schedule rather than on your schedule. We'll have to see how this all works out.
Well, and isn't this sort of something that's happening across travel, you know, companies trying to rethink how they serve food to their passengers?
Absolutely. You know, for all the years that airlines, for example, spent trying to refine their business class meals to please those big spending passengers, in more recent years, some of them have focused more on the meals in the lounges on the ground because a lot of people told them, hey, you know what? Thanks for all that great food and all those great drinks on board, but I just want to sleep. I just want a really comfortable bed and eat before I get on board. So, yeah, all throughout the travel industry, things like this going on.
And where does this fit in the other big changes that are happening at Amtrak?
Well, dining cars, of course, a focus on long-haul routes. That's where people have long expected this kind of service. And in fact, long-haul routes for Amtrak are what generally don't make money. And Amtrak has indicated that it's looking at these routes more broadly. I mean, not just the food. That's kind of the least of it. But for perhaps cuts going forward, cuts in frequencies or perhaps cuts in entire routes. The Northeast Corridor, you know, Washington, New York, Boston makes money. Those long-haul routes are the ones that don't.
Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Peter.